What it do? It's your boy Jungle Book Blue, Crypto Blue 89, man. I'm back with for y'all, man. I got some good news for y'all, man. I'm talking about y'all already know what I do. Y'all clap and get up for the boy. But yeah, dawg, y'all. The first one I'm gonna hit y'all with, look. First, they resist it. Then they sue it. Then they regulate it, and then they join it. See what I'm talking about? The government, they got the hands all up in the cookie jar of the cryptocurrency cookie jar. Nah, for real. In the Treasury Department, everything they telling y'all on the news, man. Y'all have seen the news. Everything they telling y'all on the news, they lying. They got their hand in the cookie jar. And then look. Now y'all think about this right here. All this stuff going on about the wars and all the stuff at the presidency stuff and all the Nobody is talking about Hawaii no more, y'all. Come on now. Nobody. It's crazy. And look, I got another one for you. Larry Fink. Have anybody heard of Larry Fink? Don't everybody raise their hand at the same time. Have anybody heard of Larry Fink? Well, look, he is the CEO of BlackRock. And this man here has straight contradicted himself. But like I told y'all, he's scripted. So, it's like a movie to them. So look, this man here, this is what he did, y'all. They asked him on a show one day on a little, I think it was a news show or something like that. And they asked him about cryptocurrency. Have he preferred cryptocurrency to his clients, or have his clients asked about cryptocurrency? He said his clients ain't asked nothing about crypto. And on top of that, he said crypto is used for money laundering. Now, 2023, fast forward, that happened, that conversation right there happened in 2017. Fast forward you to today, 2023. He did not say this today, but he said it recently in 2023. This man said that he's into crypto. He just come out with it and tell you he in crypto. And act like he didn't say nothing about that, about nothing on 2017. And on top of that, they've been buying all the Bitcoin, y'all. BlackRock, they've been buying all the Bitcoin, so you better get you some. You better get you some. And listen, don't let these people with these YouTube influencers, the news, these fake podcasters, you ain't got to believe me. You see what I'm saying? But don't let these people fool you out. Don't let them make you get out the game, man, and fool you and bamboozle you, and you be sitting back looking like Boo Boo the Fool. I'm telling you, you're gonna be sitting back looking like Boo Boo the Fool. I'm not lying. You gonna be sitting back looking like Boo Boo the Fool. But on top of that, what I can tell you to do, only thing you have to do, put your foot down and stay focused. Okay, the next one, segment number two, baby. May 2026, it will be a big discount for everybody who's this into the crypto. You hear me? All my audience, if you're into the crypto, May 2026, if you hear this podcast, you'd have made it this far and gave me some applause and claps and things like that. It's going to be a big discount 2026 in May. You better get you some crypto, because that's when it's going to be like a big dip. The next big dip where it's going to be real cheap. The price is going to be lower, the crypto. You can get in, get some, It's going to be a good time. The next one, the market stay green, y'all. I've been looking at a little graphs and stuff, trying to understand the graphs and bring y'all some knowledge on a couple things. And the market stay green for 800 days. I ran across this fact with this guy. He's been doing a little chart reading and stuff. The market stay green for 800 days to 1,000 days after a fake out. So that means like when the prices go low, don't run. It's a couple, it's some days, like what them is. Woo, that's like a couple years. The market gonna be going up. It's gonna be going up, going up, going up, going up. Then it gets gonna drop. Gonna go down. You gonna be like, oh man, I'm leaving, I ain't going back to that. Don't do that. It's a fake out. You get right back in it and do it again. You hear me? And then my next one is, it's 50 days left, y'all, for the ETF to be approved or denied. Okay, guys, and my bonus one, this one here is the facts about XRP, baby. This one here, this, you should be up, standing up on your feet, clapping and everything. Yeah, there you go, there you go. Yeah. Okay, calm down, calm down. This one, I know all my XRP people, y'all are getting happy out there, clenching your toes and stuff like that. But look, though. There is about to be a enormous move to the upside. Yes, indeed. Enormous move to the upside. So, with that being said, guys, keep dollar cost averaging your crypto. Also, do your due diligence and do your research and stuff like that. I'm not no financial advisor or none of that. So keep your heads up, keep your eyes open, stay focused. Don't let nobody knock you off your tall mountain that you're trying to climb and get to the peak. You know what I'm saying? Just keep subscribing and keep going for the best. It's your boy Jungle Book Blue, Crypto Blue 89, baby, and I'm out. Till the next time.